For decades, the answer to homelessness in the United States has been shelters, soup kitchens, and places like the Urban Ministry Center in Charlotte. Chronically homeless people gather here daily to do art, play music, and tap the city's services for basic survival.
This is my first time painting.
21-year-old Lakeisha is putting the finishing strokes on her painting of a tropical sunset. She landed on the street more than a year ago when she lost her job. She had no safety net of family or friends to break her fall. And being without a permanent address makes finding a job tough.
Most of them are like, okay, she's homeless, so maybe she likes being out on the street. Let's just leave her there.
Do you like being out on the street?
No, not at all, no.
So why have you been out on the street as long as you have been?
Because I'm still trying to keep a stable job.
We realize we've been managing homelessness and not ending homelessness.
Liz Clayson is Associate Executive Director here at the Urban Ministry Center, which is part of a local movement to change the city's approach to homelessness.
We've really woken up and said, oh my gosh, housing is the answer to homelessness, not soup kitchens, not, you know, great services to get a photo ID.
In 2000, the nonprofit National Alliance to End Homelessness introduced a plan to end homelessness in 10 years. The Bush administration and Federal Housing Authority have since endorsed the plan, and more than 300 cities and counties are implementing it. The basic concept is to provide housing to the homeless first, and then follow up with substance abuse treatment, job counseling, and other services. The old way just isn't working, says Nan Roman, president of the National Alliance to End Homelessness.
I've met people who have been homeless for 20 years, who have schizophrenia, who are self-medicating with substances, and the notion that you would just say to that person, well, you need to get it together and stop using substances and get on your meds while you're living on the street and in a shelter. If you can get into one, let us know when you've gotten your act together, and then we'll talk about giving you housing. It just doesn't work.
Roman says the Housing First model is working in dozens of cities. Portland claims to have reduced its chronically homeless population by 70% through providing permanent, supportive housing. And Portland officials report the program has resulted in a net savings of more than $500,000. When considering all of the shelter services, emergency room visits, and jail stays those chronically homeless would otherwise have used.
If you've got better outcomes and lower long-term costs, why wouldn't you want to go that way?
That's the question Chris Wolf keeps posing to Charlotte officials. He's executive director of Away Home, which is leading the effort to implement a 10-year plan to end homelessness here in the Queen City. Charlotte City and Mecklenburg County officials recently adopted the concept of the plan, but even those who voted yes say they have serious reservations about the details. Funding is County Commissioner Bill James's primary concern.
I oppose a land transfer tax or a real estate transfer tax or an increase in the sales tax or any new tax fee for this particular function.
Wolf says he's crunched the numbers for Charlotte based on a recent sheriff's study of chronic offenders at the jail. About 33 of them were chronically homeless.
Mecklenburg County could save 25%+ of the money they spent on incarcerating that person by renting them a decent apartment and providing them intensive case management.
Wolf believes the city and county could pay for most of the 10-year plan to end homelessness by simply shuffling existing resources. Many officials say they'll need to see local proof. Others, like Mecklenburg County Commissioner Dan Bishop, have more philosophical concerns.
Talking about a solution we'll feel better about, we'll rehab apartments and we'll provide them to people who are homeless. But we may well have the result of increased homelessness and suffering that goes on outside our view within the apartments that have been furnished.
There's really strong notions here of deserving poor and undeserving poor.
Again, Liz Clayson at the Urban Ministry Center.
The addicted, 50-year-old man on the street is seen as less deserving than a struggling mom with kids, staying at the women's shelter.
In other cities, advocates say that mindset has been overcome by Housing First success stories and cost-saving data. To that end, Charlotte's Urban Ministry Center will soon start a pilot program that will give free housing to a handful of homeless people, along with intensive case management and support services. The outcome of that experiment will help determine the future of homeless services in Charlotte. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.